I am joined by Don Venata of the New York Times. And Mr. Venata, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So one of the things is, where did your passion for journalism start? Where did everything start for you?
It began at a very young age. At around the age of 8 or 9 years old, I just became fascinated with newspapers. My mom and dad always read them. They always read the New York Times and read the Bergen Record. I grew up in New Jersey. I just loved newspapers. At the age of 10, I did a little newspaper for my neighborhood and was interviewing my younger brothers as growing up, constantly sticking microphones in their faces. And so I loved it at a very young age, knew what I wanted to do, and focused on that goal all through high school and into Boston University.
And when did you decide that you wanted to make a career out of journalism?
I think even prior to going to high school. When I went to high school, I worked on the yearbook. I was the yearbook editor at Don Bosco Prep in Ramsey, New Jersey, where I graduated. And I was worked on the newspaper. And I loved journalism. I loved writing. I'm a very curious person by nature, and realized that a curious person should get into this field. And I was very fortunate to sort of figure it out at a young age what I wanted to do. So I got a head start on a great career.
What attributes make a successful journalist?
Definitely, curiosity is definitely the most important one. I would say inquisitiveness, not necessarily being satisfied that the first answer you hear is the right answer, an ability and almost a relentlessness to kind of get behind facts and behind the story, and also just a love of narratives, a love of reading, a love of telling stories, and storytelling is really important as well for journalists.
At the New York Times, what's a normal day for you?
Well, I'm an investigative reporter at the Times, and that kind of work is much more long-term than the average writer at the Times, who may have a beat, who maybe is covering the White House or covering Congress. They have to produce stories at a pretty frequent clip. I'm on projects that will sometimes last 6 months that I'll be working on. So an average day is I will come in and conduct interviews or fly somewhere. I was based in London for 2.5 years most recently, and I'll go to a place and go interview people. And it's only at the tail end of projects that I'm actually sitting down and writing and putting the pieces together. And so my normal day is not normal in the sense of what a lot of my colleagues at the paper do.
You've won 3 Pulitzers. Could you give us a brief background on each of them?
The first one was while I was at the Miami Herald. In 1992, I covered Hurricane Andrew. I was actually in the eye of the storm when the storm struck South Dade County, and nearly lost my life in the eye of the storm, and wrote a first-person account, which was part of the Pulitzer entry at the Herald for public service. In 1999, I was part of a team of reporters at the New York Times that looked into Chinese missile technology, and it was a national reporting Pulitzer that we won. And in 2002, after 9/11, I was part of a team of reporters at the Times that did work on Al-Qaeda and the threat of Al-Qaeda, and that won an explanatory Pulitzer in 2002.
What made your Pulitzer piece so good, and why is it so rare?
Well, it's the highest honor in our field, and if you're lucky enough to be part of a team that just wins one, it's a great honor. And I'm just very fortunate that in my career I've worked on a lot of high-profile, interesting stories that have been recognized by my peers.
What does it take to be a good journalist in general?
I think it takes aggressiveness, competitiveness, almost a relentless pursuit of the truth. If you are, as I said earlier, not satisfied that every answer you're necessarily hearing, whether it be from a public official or the CEO of a corporation, is the end, and you want to get behind those words and try to find the truth, if you can do that, then I think you can be a great journalist.
And what do you think is good about the field of journalism now and where it's headed?
Well, the field of journalism is just great fun. It's every day is different. You come in the morning, if you're a general assignment reporter, and you have no idea what the day is going to hold. The future of the business is I'm a little less certain about. I'm concerned. We're in a very challenging time. Newspapers are cutting back. They're buying out people. They're cutting their staffs. They're limiting their investigative reporting, which I feel is so important to the future of newspapers. So I'm a bit concerned about where the business is headed. But I do believe that content is king. And whether people read their daily newspaper on newsprint or they read it on their iPods 20 years from now, there's always going to be a need for aggressive, talented journalists to find the truth and to tell it to the American people.
And what do you fear about journalism right now?
There's always concerns about the quality of journalism and ethics and things. I don't necessarily have fears. I'm just spending the last 2 days here at Boston University and talking to a lot of future journalists. I'm quite confident that the next generation coming up is there's a lot of very talented people eager to do the right thing and to do good work. But there's always a concern that some people may be cutting corners and it's hurting the credibility of our profession. I hope that that will not occur in the future. There have been some instances of it lately, and they seem to have accumulated a lot just in the last several years, and it's hurt the credibility a little bit of our business. But I think overall, people know what we do is very difficult, hard work, and they're willing to give us the benefit of the doubt.
What kind of advice do you have for people who are interested in making journalism their career?
The best advice I got when I was at Boston University was from a professor named Doug Crockett, the late Doug Crockett, who was a great reporter at the Boston Globe, and his advice was just do it. Now, he said this before Nike, you know, coined it as its slogan. But the best advice for any young reporter is you got to go out and get real world experience. And what Doug Crockett would do in his class is he'd give you facts of like a fire, and he'd say there was a 5-alarm fire, it was on this particular address, this many people were evacuated, and then he would tell you to write it in 90 seconds. And that was this great real world experience of writing something on deadline like you would have to do if you were working for a wire service. And that kind of experience is so important in the classroom, but even more importantly, outside the classroom. Work for your student newspaper. I was editor of the Daily Free Press here for 3 semesters. I got incredible and valuable experience. And get internships. I've been telling all the young students here, do everything you can in the summer to work for, whether it be broadcast journalism, work for a television station or a radio station, work for a newspaper. Get as much real world experience as you can, because those clips, those tapes are going to be the things you're going to need when you're 21 and 22 and looking for a job. Because editors, whether they're at a TV station or a newspaper, are going to say, you know, what can you do for me? What have you done in the past for them to judge what you can do in the future? So it's just real world experience is the most important thing that the people can seek.
And lastly, Judith Miller recently resigned from the New York Times, saying that she has become the headline. She doesn't like to be that. What's the atmosphere like at the Times?
I think it's one of relief. I think Judy has said it was time for her to move on, and she had a long, distinguished career at the paper. And the atmosphere now is, you know, we wish Judy well in the future, and let's put this chapter behind us.
All right. Don Venato with the New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.